Good evening. Welcome to the Stewart Manor School and the March Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this time, I'll turn the mic over to Ms. Sagnelli so we can begin our Women's History Month celebration. And at this time, board members can move to the seats.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening and welcome to the Stewart Manor Elementary School, which is my home away from home. For those of you who don't know, my name is Amanda Sagnelli, and I'm the extremely, very, very proud principal. My colleagues will make fun of me, but it's true. I am the very proud principal of this amazing little school. Before we begin, I'm going to go into flight attendant mode. I'd like you to draw your attention to our nearest exits. Here, Mr. Rosner, can you help me out? There you go, and that will take you right out to Stewart Avenue, or straight in the back, which will take you to our bus driveway, or right out here, exit, which will also take you to Stewart Avenue. We are extremely excited to welcome you here tonight as we celebrate Women's History Month. We have created a beautiful tribute to some amazing women in history that have helped pave the way for myself, along with my amazing female colleagues, to be standing here in a leadership position in front of you today. At this time, I am very proud to introduce one of my amazing sixth graders, Grace Papa.
Good evening to the members of the Board of Education, Mr. Rosner, the Central Office team, building administrators, teachers, students, and members of the Elmont community. My name is Grace Papa, and I'm proud to be a Stewart Stallion. Every year on March 8th, International Women's Day is celebrated around the world. But why, you might ask, do we have a day especially for women? Well, it's fair to say that throughout history, women haven't always been treated fairly. Women haven't always been able to work, vote, or given the same rights as men. So since the early 1900s, women around the world have celebrated an International Women's Day, campaigning for equal rights and shining a spotlight on brilliant women across the globe. Women are leaders everywhere you look, from the CEO who runs a Fortune 500 company to the woman who raised her children and heads her household. Our country was built by strong women, and we will continue to break down walls and defy stereotypes. Please sit back and relax as some of my fellow amazing young women highlight some phenomenal women that have impacted the lives of all of us in this room.
Hi, my name is Kamala, and I live in California. My parents tell me all the time how important it is to treat everyone equally and to always help each other. When I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
She believed she could, so she did.
Well, I did it. I followed my dreams and became a top prosecutor. I can remember my mom looking at me and saying, Kamala, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you are not the last. Here I am today, the 49th Vice President of the United States of America. I made history as the first woman to ever hold this position, as well as being the first Black American and Asian American to ever serve in this role.
My name is Susan, and I live in Massachusetts. As a Quaker, my family and I believe that everyone should be treated equally. We fought to help end slavery. When I grew up, I wanted to be a teacher.
She believed she could, so she did.
I am proud to have fought for equal rights for women. I created the Women's National Loyal League to help extend the right to vote to all women. I also campaigned for women to be able to own property, earn equal pay, and hold public office. At one of my last speeches before the 19th Amendment was created, I remember saying, I am here for a little time only, and then my place will be filled. The fight must not cease. You must see that it never stops.
My name is Sonia, and I live in the Bronx. I am proud to speak Spanish. Both of my parents came to the United States before I was born for Puerto Rico. I love watching TV shows about fighting crime. And when I grew up, I want to be a judge.
She believed he could, so she did.
I am proud to say that I earned my law degree from Yale in 1979. Since I graduated, I have worked as an assistant district attorney, a federal judge in New York, a judge on the United States Court of Appeals, and my greatest accomplishment is serving as the first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. I know one thing about me. I don't measure myself as others' expectations or let others define my worth.
My name is Christy, and I live in California. I started ballet and ice skating lessons when I was just 5 years old. I watched Dory Hammond skate during the Olympics and told my parents I wanted to be just like her. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day to practice before I go to school.
She believed she could, so she did.
I overcame a lot to become the first Asian-American woman to win an Olympic gold medal for figure skating in the Winter Olympics. I was born with club feet and attended physical therapy for many years and wore corrective shoes and braces for years. While this was painful and made me stand out amongst my peers, I never gave up on my dream of becoming a famous figure skater. One of my mottos is to live life with no regrets. Just go for it.
My name is Aretha, and I live in Detroit, Michigan. I love to sing in choir, and people say I'm a vocal prodigy, which means my voice is a kind of a big deal. I listen to jazz music to help me teach how to play on the piano.
She believed she could, so she did.
I never thought when I was little that I would earn the title Queen of Soul. My biggest honor is being the first woman to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In total, I received 18 Grammy Awards. I am most known all around the world for my song, Respect. I believe that music does a lot of things for a lot of people. It's transporting for sure. It could take you right back, years back, to the very moment certain things happened in your life. It's uplifting, encouraging, and strengthening.
My name is Gloria, and I live in Miami, Florida. I left my home in Cuba for a better life in America. I love to sing and play the guitar. Do you know I could speak 3 languages? English, Spanish, and French. When I grow up, I'm going to be a famous singer in a band.
She believed she could, so she did.
I began my career singing with the band, and then I start my career singing solo career. I had a terrible accident, and I could not perform, but I have never gave up. In a few years, I was able to perform again. I have won 7 Grammys, and I am called the Queen of Latin Pop.
My name is Malala. I live in Pakistan. I love to learn. Most girls don't go to school in my country. I want to be, when I grow up, a teacher.
She believed she could, so she did.
My life hasn't always been easy. When I was 10, a group of people took over the area I lived in, and I was no longer allowed to go to school and learn. Women were no longer able to vote or have jobs. I felt this was extremely unfair. I began to write blogs speaking out on this horrible injustice. I am most proud of being asked to speak at the United Nations on my 16th birthday. My speech was about ensuring that all girls around the world receive an education. My biggest accomplishment is that I am the youngest person to receive a Nobel Peace Prize Award. I believe that one child, one teacher, one pen, and one book can truly change the world.
Let's give a big round. All those women for my girls. Give them a big round of applause. I love it. And what do we want to wish all of these amazing ladies in our audience? Happy International Women's Day. At this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Jaime.
Thank you, Mrs. Stagnelli, Mrs. Savage, and all of the teachers that helped prepare for tonight. Some first graders here, yes?
Some first graders here.
So they're adorable, but let me tell you what they did to me, just so you know. I came here to do a read-aloud with a first-grade class, and I left my glasses in the class. So I got an email that said they were holding my glasses hostage until I gave them 5 new chairs for the guided reading library, a new carpet, and paint the room green. So those are your first graders that did that to me. I got them back. You're absolutely beautiful, and thank you so much for being here tonight and celebrating with us. You're the best. Thank you so much. We're going to take a 5-minute intermission. She said you're welcome. We're going to take a 5-minute intermission, and then we'll begin with the business portion of the meeting. Congratulations, guys. Great job.
Good evening again. So, Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present with the exception of Dr. Battle Riquette. Can I have an approval of tonight's agenda? Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Can I have approval of the minutes of the special meeting of February 7th and the regular meeting of February 13th. Move Dr. Kantara, second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So again, thank you to Ms. Sagnelli and staff for the great kickoff to Women's History Month and Women's International History Day. I don't think any of us would be here without the support of the women in this room and the women in our lives and that have helped shape us all. So on behalf of myself, my family, the entire board, we thank all of the women across this district that do a phenomenal job every single day. And also, it happens to be social workers, I believe it's week or month. It should be a month if it's not. It's a week, but I'm officially saying it's a month. So congratulations to all our phenomenal social workers that do assist our teachers and staff in building leadership across the district, especially in these times when, you know, we see our students struggling. We're also seeing that our staff is struggling. So, again, my commitment to Mr. Rosner and to the entire administration that we're here to support any employee that needs our support in any shape, way, or fashion. So just remember that and share that message with your colleagues. So I'll give both reports, both high school reports, and I will start with the Sewanika High School report. I'll leave this first item on Ms. Allen's report, I'll leave that to Mr. Rosner to give. But the remaining items are as follows. The West Side Story was performed to sold-out crowds over March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The FCCLA created Valentine's Day cards for hospitalized children. Senior Nazar King represented Sewanika High School at the MBK Symposium in Albany, New York on February 16th. Swanica High School will send two spelling bee finalists who had competed in an additional competition to qualify to the Westchester Long Island Regional Spelling Bee on March 24th. The Swanica Social Justice Club organized a day-long Black History Festival on February 17th. Both varsity men's and women's basketball team won the first round of the playoffs. The Swanica Rockets dance team placed first in Long Island's dance team competition in the hip-hop category. There we are. Robotics Club competed in the first Tech Challenge Robotics Qualifier hosted by the Stony Brook School. The Mathletes placed seventh in the Nassau County Mathletes competition. Four varsity men's basketball players were named to the all-conference team. Swanica students leaders participated in the second annual Swanica High School Leadership Conference at Swanica High School on March 4th. Swanica celebrates World Language Week, March 6th through the 10th. This week includes Multicultural Night on March 8th. Some of the upcoming events at Swanica this month, tomorrow, the 7th Grade Awards. On March 9th, there'll be a speaker, Rohan Murphy. On March 15th, the Triumph Music Honor Society induction service will be held. On March 20th, the National Honor Society induction ceremony will be held. On March 24th, the PTSA Supermarket Fun Night will be held. On March 25th, SawanaCon will hold its annual event. On March 31st, the Swanica High School Follies event will occur. And on April 7th, incoming 7th grade parent orientation night will happen. And Ms. Allen says to look out for information on the district website and Instagram for news, updated news and events at hashtag SawanicaHS, submitted by Ms. Allen. So the report from Elmont Memorial from Mr. Doherty, the Elmont computer class led by Mr. Peter Timothy took an intense college level course through Stanford University in conjunction with the National Education Equity Lab Honor Society. The students learned how to code websites in HTML, CSS, Python coding languages. Elmont was number one overall computer science class in the nation, with all the students finishing in the top 10%. The students should be very proud of their accomplishments. Next is the Elmont Model UN program. Secured 6 out of 8 committees at the prestigious North American Invitational Model UN United Nations Conference hosted by Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. on February 15th through Sunday, February 19th. 19 delegates caucused and debated and collaborated on resolutions for pressing issues such as assisting women in conflict and post-conflict states, climate change, cultural extinction, and free speech in the digital age. The 2023 Northwell Health Annual Medical Marvels Competition tasked 9th and 10th graders with developing plans for a school district to reduce their carbon footprint. On March 3rd, the Feinstein Medical Institute students were invited to present their plans and display their posters to a team of Northwell professionals. Elmont's team was honored with a $300 scholarship for their outstanding oral presentation. The winning Elmont team included, the multifaceted plan included structural changes, a real-time digital dashboard to monitor emissions, geothermal heating and cooling, electric buses, induction stovetops, and solar panels, as well as a commitment to curricular changes that will ensure students and the community are well-versed in effective strategies to combat climate change. The Model United Nations, Key Club, Rho Kappa, SAD, Men of Elmont worked together and coordinated a school-supported relief effort for the earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria. The Salonica Central High School District will be offering SAT review courses starting in March and running through May. A virtual class is also available, and students and families should refer to the district website for more information. The girls 4x400 relay race, first place Melrose Games on February 11th. Alice Villanueva, Tyler Benoit, Stephanie Price, Michaela Noel, Ashley Fulton also placed fifth in the country in the 300-meter running, her second-best time ever. The Winter Girls track team competed at the New York State Championship on Saturday. Ashley Fulton won state championship in the 300-meter, second in the federation, and finished second in the state for the 55-meter, fourth in federation. Girls 4x200 relay dropped the baton in the final, but managed to finish sixth in the state, seventh in the federation. Kamani Lewis finished sixth in the state and eighth in the federation in the 300 meters. The varsity basketball team completed a successful season. They completed in the Nassau County semifinals, and although they did not move on, all players fought diligently. Great job by all. On March 8th, we will be holding our annual Science Fair Expo in the senior cafeteria from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And finally, the Senior High Musical will be held on March 10th and 11th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. This year, Elmont is presenting Disney Descendants the Musical. Tickets for adults are $12, and this year's promotion is $5 tickets for all kids under 12. Tickets can be purchased through an online website, which is https://emhs.booktix.com. And that concludes the report from Mr. Dougherty from Elmont Memorial. At this time, we will take members of the audience on agenda items only. Okay, seeing none, is there any correspondence?
Yes, we received an email from Ms. Lewis regarding her FOIL request.
And at this time, we will have the report of our school attorney.
Good evening, everyone. Congratulations to the wonderful students and staff of Stewart Manor for that great presentation this evening. I have one item for the board. It is a resolution regarding a memorandum of agreement between the Elmont Union Free School District and the Elmont Teaching Assistants. The resolution that will be voted upon is resolved that the Board of Education hereby ratifies and approves a memorandum of agreement between the Elmont Union Free School District and the Elmont Teaching Assistants for a contract covering the period July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
Moved by Ms. Capers, second by Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? So it's five yeses and one abstention. I'm abstaining. Motion carries.
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent, Mr. Rosner.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hyman. Good evening, everybody.
Good
nice
evening.
To see you.
Thank you.
So I have some feel-good stories here, but first I want to acknowledge any veterans or active service members or first responders who are in the audience. Anyone, would you stand if you are a veteran, first responder? Okay, well, I always start off our meetings with thanking them for the work that they do. So thank you so much for keeping us safe and for all the work that you've done for our country. Again, beautiful presentation to the Stuart Manor School. Thank you so much. Social Worker Month, outstanding work. We have fine professionals in our district that are helping our students, and as Mr. Jaime said, our teachers as well. So my hat's off to our social workers. There is a flyer that was left at the entrance, but thank you to Dr. Garcia and his team. Elmont Union Free School District and Eastern Suffolk BOCES Parent Family DEI Engagement Presentation via Zoom. So this is for everybody. If you are interested, please make sure you spread the word, and that's up on our website as well. Congratulations to the Clara H. Carlson School and the Stuart Manor School. I was able to visit Hicksville High School on Sunday for the semifinals of the Lego Robotics Competition. They were absolutely outstanding. The work that they did competing against older children was just everything that this district is about. It's about giving access and equity to these types of programs for all our students. So congratulations, and congratulations to the Stuart Manor team that won the Core Values Award at that presentation. So congratulations. I'm not going to embarrass her, but I am. This was in the Newsday on the front page. Graduating as a salutatorian at the age of 15. Woo! This is Sean Andrade. I think the family's here if they want to take a bow.
I'm right back there.
We've spoken. I give you a congratulations. What a fine young man, and may he continue to change the world. So congrats, and congratulations to the Stuart Manor School and Sewanaga High School. Thank you. Speaking of the high schools, we're working very hard to make sure that the strategic plan that the high school has put out, which is called the Portrait of a Graduate, that we are working very closely with them to make sure what we're doing is aligned to our 7 through 12 peers and teachers. So we're working on that together. We had a meeting today, and we're going to continue to build that team and make sure that everything we do kind of weaves right into that high school district. This is a very unique scenario in New York State, but it's something that deserves attention and something that we're working on with both our principals, Ms. Allen and Mr. Doherty. So thank you for the team for working on that. The Islanders patches that were put out for Black History Month celebration at UBS Arena were absolutely outstanding. You would never guess that these children were, you know, in our schools. The age and the skill is just tremendous. But we have decided that all the money that we raise from these patches will be donated to the American Legion post 1033. So thank you very much to the Elmont School District. And we continue to work with our different clubs that we have. I know, Mr. Mingo, we spoke about the wonderful club at Elmont Memorial, the Phoenix, the newspaper. The children that run that newspaper are going to be coming down to the elementary school district to work with our children. And we're trying to continue that partnership with Science Research, Teachers of Tomorrow, and all the community-based projects that we're doing. We're working very hard with our high school partners and making sure that there is a cohesiveness between our district and Sewanaga Central High School District. So thank you to my team who continues to put those things together and welcome those students back into our schools as they're always welcome. Once an Elmont student, always an Elmont student. So thank you. And those are my feel-good stories. I don't think I missed anything. As I always do, just going through the recording with Mrs. Delahanty, making sure that I've addressed any questions that have come up. Some of these have already been answered, but I will give it the attention that it deserves. And one of those things was about the invoices to the high school district for the use of our buses. Please know that I'm working on something with Mr. Galante. We met for a while today just to make sure that everything is correct and to the point and with a formula that's based on things that we have done in the past. And I will have that to the board in April and have access to anybody that would like to see that. So I don't want you to think I'm ignoring it, but it is somewhat intricate and we're almost done. So I think that came from Mr. Meikle. So, Mr. Meikle, I didn't want to ignore your question. Please know I'm working on it. And also a part of that was the billing cycle. So we do billing twice, and that next cycle comes up, I think we're doing June. So that was the reason for why we waited for that. That's, we're not pushing it off, but that's when we do our billing to the high school. Mr. Meikle, you also mentioned something about changing board meetings. You're absolutely correct. I do value people's time and their schedules, and I will make sure that I'm cognizant of the fact that this was something that came up quickly, which is the UBS event. But the fact that people do come to these meetings, as evidenced by everyone that's sitting here, I will do my very best to stick with the schedule that has been put out at the very beginning that's approved by the board. So I wanted to make note of that. The difference between a teacher's aide and a teacher assistant. So teacher's aides work in our classrooms with our students. They also work at lunch recess. Our teacher assistants, which you just heard that contract ratified by the board, they are our they're really technology assistants, and they work strictly with technology in our classrooms and throughout our district. So that's the difference between the two. And those were the questions that I felt were answered but needed a little more clarification, and everything else was answered at the previous meeting. Seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 1 and 2.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 and 2, please? Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, resignations, and retirements on pages 3 through 5.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 3 through 5? Move Ms. Capers, second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee.
Can I have a motion to receive page 6? Move Ms. Garlick, second Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve page 7, item 4.
Can I have a motion to approve page 7? Move Mr. Mafia. Second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
I seek a motion to, actually, items 1 through 4 are noted for the minutes on page 8. I apologize.
No worries. Page 8 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve on page 9 the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Page 9, could I have a motion to approve? Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
I seek a motion to approve, receive the treasurer's report on page 10.
Can I have a motion to receive page 10? Move Dr. Cantara. Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 11, I seek a motion to approve the business report, other approvals and authorizations, items 4A.
Can I have a motion to approve page 11? Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 12, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as the vandalism tallies for January 2023 on page 13.
Pages 12 and 13 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report.
Thank you. So at this time, is there any old business? Any new business? Any legislative items? Items for future consideration? So at this time, we'll have audience members to address the board. Please step to the center mic and state your name, please.
I'm sorry, this is just a friendly reminder that the board is requesting that comments be limited to 3 minutes.
3 minutes, got you, Councillor.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Sheldon Meikle, Elmont. We're still awaiting Michael Jaime's resignation or removal. My question is, have any of you, as the board, discussed the removal, or what's the process for moving a board member?
As you know, Mr. Meikle, we're taking questions, but we're not answering them at this time.
I see it already.
Thank you.
You know, it's just a little concerning that a preceding board member, someone representing our children, our community, continues to act in a way and put our district in a situation where they're making decisions that aren't in line with with processes that are already in place, and they continue to sit here meeting after meeting like this, like nothing's ever happened. Again, these things are being brushed under the carpet. It needs to be addressed. I'm putting the you know, as far as I'm concerned, if the other board members aren't making any action, they're just as complicit. So remember, elections coming up, Mr. Mafia, Ms. Capers, something needs to happen, and it needs to be transparent and reported to the community on what's being done about Mr. Jaime's behavior and these issues. And for you to kick up issues that are happening here up to the high school is inappropriate as well, but we're dealing with it on the high school level as well. So again, my question is, what are you doing about your board president? And why is he still board president, and why is he sitting here? He needs to be removed. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
John Smith. Been a while since I've been up here. One question. Will we be having a budget hearings like we've had in the past?
Yes, it's Wednesday the 15th at 7 o'clock at Elmont Road.
Elmont Road, Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, next Wednesday the 15th.
Right. Now, I also heard, is there a town meeting on Tuesday at the library? I don't know. I heard something about that.
Nothing. Ms. Delahanty could check and get back to you.
Okay. I mean, somebody said something about a meeting about, you know, like you had that last time. There was going to be another one.
Yeah, I don't have anything scheduled. The only thing I could think of is that it was a town hall meeting for the safety. Is it a safety town hall meeting?
Maybe that was it, yeah.
We'll check. I don't think we have that on the schedule, but I'll double check.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good evening. Do I need to present my ID? Just my name, Angel Ramos. Last time on February 7th, I had to present my ID. What's the difference now?
No one has ever asked for ID to speak at the mic.
It was at the... you asked me to sign in, and then you asked me for my ID. Okay. So signing in verifies what? The only people who could speak at the microphone would be who?
Any resident of the Elmont Union Free School District can speak at the mic.
Okay, so then the sign-in sheet was...
I think the sign-in sheet was something that we were trying to start in order to collate names and information so that we could respond back to any questions that weren't... that were asked and needed to be answered in the future.
Okay. So will that be continuing?
Well, that was contingent on a policy that we're still working on. All right. That's not approved.
So when's the next time you guys are going to revisit that policy?
We're still revisiting it. There's a lot of other things that we have to do because we're now in a budget cycle, so that take precedent over... certain things, but we're still working on it.
All right. So then it was just implemented that day, like, hey, we're going to do this without even talking about it?
It was thought that we would have gotten the necessary votes to approve it, but there were some additional things that were requested, and we're working on revising that policy.
So we still implemented it anyway?
No, because there's no sign-in sheet tonight.
Tonight, but that night?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Seeing no one else, our next regular Board of Education meeting will be Tuesday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at the Alden Terrace School. I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Move Mr. Mafia, second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, for coming out this evening, and have a good night.